With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Reaction continues to pour in to the Hunter Biden conviction on gun charges, three felony convictions in all. And a jury in Delaware today found him guilty of lying on that gun form. In a statement, Special Counsel David Weiss said it was not entirely about drug addiction.
A disease that haunts families across the United States, including Hunter Biden's family. This case was about the illegal choices defendant made while in the throes of addiction, his choice to lie on a government form when he bought a gun, and the choice to then possess that gun.
Hunter Biden was charged in federal court in Wilmington with three felony counts tied to possession of a gun while using narcotics. He had pleaded not guilty. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports a woman in prison for plotting her husband's murder wants to be released.
It was a headline-grabbing story. Smart, a 22-year-old high school media coordinator, had an affair with a 15-year-old boy who later shot and killed Smart's husband, Greg. Pamela Smart is now 56 and is serving a life prison sentence. She wants to be released and says a prison writing group helped her to accept responsibility.
I had to acknowledge for the first time in my own, you know, mind, in my own heart, how responsible I was.
Her last attempt at release 2 years ago was rejected. A cousin of Greg Smart tells the AP Pamela Smart never mentioned her husband by name and danced around accepting full responsibility. I'm Ed Donahue.
Gas prices once again on the decline.
Prices now down 18 cents in the last month. The national average across the U.S. down 30 cents a gallon from the peak that occurred back in mid-April. The national average reached a high of 369.
This is GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan. He says June normally sees lower driver demand for gas. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Colorado.
The state has barred Catholic schools from participating in the universal preschool program, but a U.S. district court judge has ruled that's illegal. The state was trying to block the Catholic schools because they do not admit students of other faiths. Colorado lost a similar case last year when another judge ruled that a Christian academy cannot be excluded from the preschool program because it requires its teachers to be believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Dakota judge has denied a preliminary injunction as three families challenged the state's law banning sex change operations for children. He also clarified a grandfather clause does allow children to continue their treatment if they were receiving such medical care before the new law took effect in April of 2023. Supporters of the law say children are not equipped to make adult decisions about irreversible surgeries. This is SRN News. The World Bank has upgraded its outlook for the global economy, estimating it will expand 2.6% this year on the strength of sustained growth in the United States. The bank's latest outlook marks an increase from the 2.4% growth of 2024 earlier predicted. A fatal 2019 Florida shootout has led to an indictment against the police.
A South Florida police union says four officers have been indicted by a grand jury for a shootout during a UPS hijacking that left the driver, two robbers, and a bystander dead. The South Florida Police Benevolent Association is criticizing the Broward County State Attorney's Office for seeking the indictment. The father of UPS driver Frank Ordonez called his shooting police negligence and murder at the time. The tragedy began in 2019 when two cousins, Lamar Alexander and Ronnie Jerome Hill, robbed a jeweler's in Coral Gables. They carjacked Ordonez's van and fled into Miramar in a wild chase and gunfight broadcast on live TV. I'm Jennifer King.
More of these stories at srnnews.com.